Kane's Fishing and Hunting Show on the all-new Kane 107.5. Hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Good morning and welcome to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. I'm Tony Landry along with Ricky Watkins. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Tony.
Anyway, for our weekly Fishing and Hunting Show, and welcome to Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. And as always, the purpose of our show is to keep our listeners updated with the fishing and the hunting in the area, along with Louisiana and stories around the USA and the world. And Rick, as we know, each Friday, these are the fine people who are the reason we're here.
You're right, Tony. We've got to thank Alamo Hydraulics, Doyle's Heating and Cooling, Home Run Pizza, and Raging Cajun Seasonings and Foods.
And if you'd like to give us a call, of course, the number is 337-367-1240. And you can listen to us online at www.kane1240.com anywhere in the world. If you have an Alexa, just say, Alexa, play Kane 1240. You can pick up the show on any accessible internet device. We're live here at the studios of Kane Radio at 107 West Main Street here in downtown New Iberia, right next to Victor's Cafeteria, which is open. And Rick, freshwater, saltwater fishing, what you hearing?
Tony, we took a little trip, talked to a few of my buddies at Lake Dotrieve the other day, last weekend, in fact, and they caught a few sockeye. They was kind of tight-lipped. But we bounced around the lake, and we did pretty good. We ended up catching 20 bass, and we released them all. But we just went out and had a good little trip, and we was kind of slow-rolling spinner baits, and we caught a few on plastics. And on the saltwater side, I heard they've been picking up a few redfish. Of course, I think if the water's decent, Tony, the redfish pretty much bite year-round.
I tend to agree with that, too. With that, and speaking of redfish, the SFA tournament's going to be tomorrow morning out there at Quintana Landing. Got to get out there early.
Early, yeah.
Yeah, before the sun comes up to play in that particular tournament. And you can show up out there and sign up, but get out there a little earlier so you can sign up and head out to fish.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend for fishing.
Ooh, yep. Yeah, another big tournament we'll talk about in a few moments.
Yes, but
the river stage of Butte Rose, Rick.
I've seen that.
As of this morning, was still hovering around 14 feet, and it looks like it first week of May, moving on to the 7th and 8th, 9th, it's going to start coming down a little bit. But approximately 3 feet, they'll get down to the 11-foot range, but still a little high.
Yeah.
With that.
And then, Tony, and I forgot to mention, in Henderson, they're starting to catch a few fish. And around 11 feet, when it comes down, Henderson should just get even better. And But I talked to a few guys, and they're catching some bass on the South Flats in Henderson on spinner baits.
All right. Well, you mentioned you took a little trip. What was working for you? I know you mentioned about some of your artificial baits you were using.
Yeah, we jumped around, Tony. We kind of fished the bar pits a while, and we was throwing like a Senko, and we was throwing a white spinner bait, white and chartreuse humdinger, and just kind of slow rolling around the tops of the willow trees, some of the laydowns rather. But some of the fish, I think they're still trying to spawn a little bit. But I seen it this morning when I got up early. The full moon, so this should be just about wrap up the end of the spawn.
Yeah, with that, so a lot of that taking place right now too, Rick. With that, and of course with the spawning, you're going to see an opportunity with the fish attack that does bait.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
And the next thing will be the brim, Tony. Won't be long. About 2 or 3 weeks if the weather continues to warm up. So, that's part of the panfish family, so the brim fishing should really pick up.
Yeah, that's what they say, boy. If you can hit a brim bed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, you can have a lot of fun,
yeah, that's fun.
In the meantime.
Yes, sir.
Catching fish.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Rick, we talked about, the SFA Redfish tournament out of Quintana Landing. With that reminder, their tournament's tomorrow, Saturday morning, early. And note, there will be the draw tourney, too, so wind forecasts look rough for them, too, out there on the water. And they'll make a decision at the landing tomorrow about that. But standing update will be sent after this tournament. So registration ends at 6 a.m., so blast off at 6:30. So out there, hope to see you people out there, you guys, you redfish fishermen. So I know one of my neighbors is going to be out there. He's had a lot of success over the years in that tournament. Meanwhile, the big tournament taking place over at Marshfield Landing, Rick. We've talked about this for the past, I guess, 6 weeks and all.
Yes, sir.
And that's the Jackie Savoy Memorial Big Bass Classic out there at Marshfield. And you know, the bass anglers will compete for hourly big bass cash prizes, as well as the recent introduced biggest five bass stringer division. And that's, I want to say that's like the second, maybe the third year they put this five bass in. And of course, got to remember, if you're going to turn in your bass for the hour, you can't use it in your five stringer set. So a lot of you're calculating there, if you know what I mean. And then, you know, a lot of guys, you know, they pull in a nice size bass, a 4-pounder or whatever the case may be. And do I go ahead and jump in? Is it going to have somebody with a bigger one than I am? Or do I put this with my stringer? So, yeah, you got to think a little bit how you're going to handle certain situations.
A little strategy, yeah.
That's right. That's right. With that, of course, the entry fee is $150 a boat with a guaranteed of $4,000 going to the three biggest bass each hour at $250, $150, and $100, and $2,000 for the first, second, and third place finishers in the biggest limit division. So, anyway, emphasize the bass angler part of the popular fundraiser. And also, you know, they got bands and a cook-off and all kind of articles for raffle and items sold at each event contribute to the fundraiser. So, major raffle item this year is an all-expense-paid vacation, 6 nights of bow hunting of a lifetime, a trip to the Double Deuce Ranch near Powersville in north central Missouri. $5 tickets being sold for the trip, nearly worth $3,000. The hunt itself said cost $2,150. It covers also a $265 license fee and adds $400 for travel expenses. And let me tell you, Rick, as we both know, this is one big tournament, and it's the purest of causes to help families dealing with cancer victims, defray the expenses, and help with other items. And anyway, the chief benefactors of this are the Lydia Cancer Society and the Acadiana Hope for a Cause. And, of course, the namesake of this tournament for Jacqueline Savoy, better known as Jackie, with that, who was diagnosed with cancer a few years ago and passed away a little over 3 years ago.
Yes,
so, big tournament in that regard, too. And anyway, a lot of interest in that also with that. So, don't know. I'm trying to think. They I'm trying to remember if this is the last Wednesday they had the hog fights. I'm trying to recall. I'm blank now.
I am too, Tony.
Because usually Mike will give us a call, so we'll see if he might not be listening in, or maybe they just.
Last one they had was in Lake Martin.
That's right.
Was so
that, and I'm trying to remember. Was that last week that he called us last Friday? I don't think so. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, losing track of time.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Well,
folks.
a lot on your plate to keep up with.
That's right. Yep. Anyway, saw this too. High school had a big high school tournament over in Henderson recently, and with that, and in the junior division, they had all kind of teams out there fishing. I think there was close to 200 high school teams out there fishing.
Yep.
And that's great to see and hear.
Right.
And with that, but I saw something on one of our local area junior divisions, Cannon Leger and Grayson Young at Catholic High here in New Iberia, hit the big bass limit with that. They finished third in the big bass limit. They were fishing up there. Didn't come out in basically the top five. But for juniors, you know, and by juniors we mean they're usually in middle school. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not in high school in that regard. So just wanted to give them a little shout-out in that regard for those kids fishing out there in Henderson.
Yeah, had a good day.
Yeah, that's right. So hats off to them with that Catholic High fishing team in that regard. Elsewhere, boy, last weekend, boy, we had a lot to talk about with Caleb Sumrall, but boy, just had, and he said himself, you know, in a press release that it, probably the greatest fishing day he's ever had, too, in the Bassmaster Elite, Rick.
Yeah.
With that, and you know, they take I think in the first after the first day they settle off in the second day, taking I think the top 50. Then they go to the top
10. Yes, sir.
And by that time Caleb was leaving the pack after what the
first day.
That's right.
He had 28.4, I think,
something like
28.2, 28.4,
pushing 30 pounds. You know, with the five bass he caught that you can register in. And he ended up fading a little bit, man. Just tough luck too.
Well, Tony, I watched a lot of it.
Oh,
I don't know what happened. But some guys came in on his area, and I guess Caleb kind of shied away. You know, there's only so much, you know, in a spot, and that's what I was telling you. I hopefully, you know, the next day, Caleb would have had a backup spot. But I guess it, you know, and it's tough fishing against them guys, man.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They, you know, it's really tough.
Anyway, the guy that ended up winning the tournament was a guy by the name of John Garrett from Union City, Tennessee. He had 20 bass at 84 pounds and 5 ounces. He won $100,000.
Yep.
That would have been a nice payday for Caleb if he had come through on that. But he faded pretty much. The Louisiana fisherman up in that tournament, the best place was by Greg Hackney Gonzalez, who had 15 bass for 45.8. He won $10,000 along with Logan Latusso from Gonzalez. He had 15 at 40 pounds, 4 ounces, also for $10,000. And the other, Caleb had faded with that. Caleb, it's hard to believe he ended up with 4 more bass. Of course, he didn't fish probably that third day with that. He ended up with, looking here, 9 bass for 17.5 pounds, and that's to finish up. But in the meantime, boy, just, yeah, we were pulling for him too, Rick.
You oh, know, yeah.
That'd have been really nice for him and,
yep.
With that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, but remains to be seen.
Oh, yeah.
With that. So, also, looking at, you know, we keep hearing about the fishing advisories, too. And with that, with the contamination, of course, last week, in Thursday's papers, you might want to check and see out the latest State Department Health, Environment, Quality, and Wildlife Fisheries Advisory on fish consumption. Of course, the latest ads, updates, the 11 water bodies to the list, places found where these agencies label the precautionary advisories when unacceptable levels of mercury are detected in fish and shellfish, and just a whole list of names. Of course, the big one, Toledo Bend, is on this list, but you know, you wonder with Toledo Bend, what area is it, Toledo Bend?
I was fixing to say, yeah, because that's 176 or 180,000 acres.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, I can't believe the whole lake would be, you know.
I'm
yeah.
with you on that. So don't know if it's the northern part, the southern
right.
part.
Shallow, deep. I mean, Toledo right. Bend's got some very deep water.
Yeah, Lake Maurepas is another one that's out there off I-55 heading from, La Place area to over to Ponchatoula.
Right.
With that, so out in that area, and I'm just looking at some other, you know, with that Caddo Lake. That's most of them up in the northern part of the state. With that Vernon Lake, of course, over I think that's over in Sabine, or maybe even in Vernon Parish over on the west side of the state. And all told, fish consumption advisories have been issued for 51 waterways in Louisiana and one for the Gulf of Mexico. Consumption is based on the average of eating 1/2 pound of fish 4 times a month from these places. So anyway, if you want to find out a little bit more about all that and you're interested, you can go to the state website of ldh.la.gov/eatsaferfish. So with that, we're going to talk a little bit more about that.
Right.
About with how does mercury get in the water and what takes place in that regard. So
yeah, sir.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that, too. With that, it's time to go fishing classes offered statewide for beginners. And if you fancy yourself to be a fisherman or a woman, child, and you're not on the water someplace in the state of Louisiana, then you're missing a good chance to have a Memorial Day. And while there's no predicting exact the weather conditions, that's the biggest thing with fishing, you know, out in an open boat. And there's a good chance to take speckled trout. You know, I understand that's going pretty well right now. The redfish, as you mentioned, you can pretty much catch a redfish.
Yeah, brackish water.
That's
yeah.
right. And, of course, bass, sockeye, bluegill, chickapin, catfish on from a lake, bayou, river, reservoir, whatever the case may be. But the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries staff is breaking down into sessions labeled intro fishing, a beginner bass fishing, beginner catfish, intermediate catfish. They coincide with the late spring. You know, we talk about the get out and fish program, the catfish stockings, the rainbow trout stockings throughout the lakes here in the state. So with that, of course, each class is limited to 10. With all of the ages welcome, you need to pre-register, though. Anyone 18 and older must have a current fishing license, and anyone 16 and younger must bring an adult. And you can go to the website there to look that up and see with that. But it's pretty neat, too, Rick.
Yep.
With that, you learn a little bit about fishing, and especially someone that's not on the water a lot. You want to pick up. I mean, anybody can go by a pole and throw it out in the water, but it helps to learn a little bit, know a little bit about what you're doing.
Oh yeah, they got a few little tricks to the trade.
Right. Yep. And also, I want to let people know that you can go to the website and look for course dates and locations. And they also have go to Fishing Ed. You can have available courses. But the big thing, you can go online. Every once in a while, online they give you you can take a course online and watch that and learn and all. So it's pretty interesting. And last but not least, before we head to our first break here, hunting meeting, a reminder about public hearing on the proposed changes to the 2024-25 hunting season set for the first floor of the Wildlife and Fisheries headquarters over there in Quail Drive in Baton Rouge. Amendments made to January's original proposal, season dates and regulations will dominate the agenda. And April 30th is the final date to submit public comment to that. So if you're interested in getting your voice heard, and we advocate for that too, Rick, here.
Oh, yeah.
The more they hear from people, the better off they can make decisions in relying on things. So input. That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyway, time to take our first break. You're listening to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
Discover Ragin' Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning, and Ragin' Cajun Foods' delicious lines of seasoned red beans, white beans, black-eyed peas, sweet jalapeno relish, Ragin' Cajun roux, rice dressing, gumbo, jambalaya, etouffee, shrimp and grits, seafood bisque, and the new Ragin' Cajun stovetop shrimp boil, gator rub, and sizzling steak seasoning. Ragin' Cajun, the original recipes have been handcrafted here in Acadiana since 1985. Folks, ask them for that Ragin' Cajun. Save bomb!
Everyone loves pizza, and everyone loves a home run. Put them together, and you have Home Run Pizza. And yes, right here in New Iberia, located at 3816 East Old Spanish Trail, it's New Iberia's newest takeout pizza, and delivery is available. Dough is made fresh each day, and you get an assortment of toppings. Try the Grand Slam, the Double Play, or Mr. Meaty. They're all home runs at Home Run Pizza. 256-5783. That's 256-5783.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Kane Fishing and Hunting Show.
A new Carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dahl's Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of Carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local Carrier dealer. Turn to the Carrier experts at Dahl's Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man, today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511. License number 6286.
Hi, this is Boxcar Bajero inviting you to join me and PGA Golf professional Teddy Swyman for Chip Shots. Mondays from 5 to 6 p.m., we'll take an in-depth look at the local, state, and national golf scenes. And we invite you to chip in with your calls at 367-1240.
Chip Shots is sponsored by GolfBalls.com and our local golf clubs, Eagle Ridge, Cane Row, and Sugar Oak.
So let's make a tee time for 5 p.m. on Mondays for Chip Shots on Cane. Stream us live on Cane1240.com and catch the podcast the next day.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Cane 107.5, AM 1240, and streaming at Cane1240.com.
Welcome back to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. And with that, Rick, I see where, you know, people talk about, you know, the game wardens and all, and you're out on the road. Well, the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement Division welcomed 19 new agents at the graduation recently.
Yep.
And anyway, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary Madison Sheehan, was a keynote speaker at the graduation. So if you think about that, a lot more agents out there. Of course, you have agents that retire each year and go through that. But having 19 more agents out there to patrol. And a couple names to the local area. Javon Batiste of Lafayette is going to be assigned to Lafayette Parish. And, Rick, I'm trying to think, man, there's not much of Lafayette Parish maybe other than the Youngsville area. Oh, of course, Karen Crow, I guess, out in that area, Lafayette. But
right.
Lafayette's becoming so, how would you say, with the all the sugar fields just about going away with a boom in the populations in Youngsville and Broussard. But
right.
Javon Batiste, the new agent in that area. Also, Gavin Baser of Benton, assigned to St. Martin Parish. And the Baser, you know, I didn't think the Baser name was really that popular. A few Baser families here in New Iberia.
Yep.
I was thinking maybe that might be related to one of them. It could be.
Could be.
With that. And then Savannah Laverne of Karen Crows, assigned to St. Mary Parish. With that, found it strange of a guy by the name of Carl Reed out of Muskegon, Michigan, who was assigned to Terrebonne Parish with that. Pretty interesting in that regard.
Terrebonne. Yeah.
That's right. Somebody from Michigan being an agent down here. Of course, probably originally from Michigan. Maybe makes his home here somewhere. And then Brent Smith of Sunset, assigned to Plaquemines Parish. And but Baser also won the overall award, which was a accumulation of scores of firearms, academic, and physical training categories. So more agents out in the field, folks, with that.
Yeah,
and,
it's a good thing. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. And basically, the two things they're there for is protection and just to make sure you don't break the rules. So safety comes first with those guys, Rick.
Yep.
And we all know that in that regard. Also, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries offers a Louisiana duck stamp to purchase online and at vendors, licensed vendors. So if you're interested in purchasing that, a residence for the duck stamp price is $550, non-residents $25. So with that, if something that you're interested in. Also, finally, to get to this before we go, you know, we talked about it last week a little bit with that, Rick, about mercury in our fishing water.
Yeah.
And with those sites there announced recently, of course, mercury contamination in Louisiana's bayous, lakes, and water bodies for fishing is significant. And the department does a lot to keep up with that and making sure it's safe. And that's what's important. And, you know, basically, mercury in our fishing water is a natural occurrence. Mercury is an element that occurs naturally in the
yep.
environment. Small amounts of mercury are present in sediments of streams, lakes, rivers, oceans. Nearly all fish contain a trace amounts of mercury, and it's a chemical transformation. Under certain conditions, bacteria come into contact with mercury after it enters rivers, lakes, streams, oceans, and a chemical reaction occurs, converting the mercury into methylmercury. And methylmercury then is absorbed by the aquatic organisms, including fish.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, the bioaccumulation, fish absorb the mercury as they feed on aquatic organisms. Larger predator fish tend to accumulate more mercury than the smaller fish. Consequently, it's recommended to consume smaller fish instead of the larger ones to minimize exposure to mercury. Anyway, the human exposure, well, people are exposed to low levels of mercury throughout their lives. Health effects are for harmful for levels, and mercury can include in the nervous system and kidney damage. Of course, your children and developing fetuses are more sensitive to toxic effects of mercury, so consumption advisories are issued at lower fish tissue concentrations of women childbearing age and children under 7 years old. And the fishing consumption advisories, due to mercury contamination, there are now fish consumption advisories for 51 waterways in Louisiana. And they're not trying to scare people.
Yeah, I don't think it's hazardous. It's just saying it is there, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
It just might want to make you aware
right.
about that. And just and that's what it's called, an advisory. And they're advising you. And they're based on estimate the average resident eats 4 meals of fish per month. 1 meal of a half a pound of fish, and consuming more than this from local water bodies may increase your health risk. But
yep.
if you're more detailed information about specific waterways and the advisories, you can find that full text, each advisor on the Louisiana Department of Health and website. So that's just something you got to stay up on. And like I said, they're not trying to scare you. But
I was reading up on it, Tony. The number one fish with the highest mercury level, tuna.
I can, yeah, yeah. You won't find any tuna here in the bayous and the waterways.
But I, you know, I was reading up on it. Yep.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Tuna.
So, anyway, reducing your exposure to mercury from fish consumption is essential for maintaining good health. And some practical steps you can take, too, is that choose low mercury fish, alpha fish species that tend to have lower mercury levels. Those include salmon, sardines, trout, tilapia. Avoid high mercury fish like shark, swordfish, king mackerel, and tile fish, and limit your consumption of high mercury fish. And if you enjoy high mercury fish occasionally, limit your intake. Pregnant women and young children should be especially cautious.
Yep.
And size matters, meaning smaller fish generally have lower mercury levels than the larger ones. Consider eating smaller fish like anchovies, herring, and mackerel. Meanwhile, check your local advisories, which the state's doing now, and stay informed about fish consumption advisories in your area. Some water bodies may have higher mercury levels, leading to specific recommendations, but also cooking fish properly, too, Rick. Cooking methods matter. Grilling, baking, broiling fish can reduce mercury levels compared to frying. Remove skin and fat, as mercury tends to accumulate there. Did not know that.
Right.
With that, avoid raw fish. You sushi people and other raw fish dishes may contain higher mercury levels. Cooked up fish is generally safer, and the variety is the key. Don't rely solely on your fish for your protein. Include your other protein sources, your poultry, your beans, nuts in your diet, and know your sources. If you catch fish yourself, be aware of the water's body's mercury levels. If you buy fish, choose reputable sources to Rick.
All right.
And,
good story,
keep our people up and listen with and all. So it's just what we're trying to do. Just, we talked about that last week, and I said, well, let's see if we're going to go ahead and look that up and get our info from that.
Because like I told you, I just learned a few things that I didn't realize, you know, like the tuna. It was the number one with the mercury level.
But,
and then a couple other things, you know, how it gets in the water and then, you know, with the bacteria and everything. So, it's a good deal.
Yeah, and it's just something, hopefully keep people up to date with and all. But
that's right.
And there are advisories. They're not telling you don't eat it.
Right.
They're just advising you to and just be properly with consumption of the certain fish.
Yep.
And,
that's right.
You know, you can't eat, of course, maybe some people do eat fish every day. That's just their staple in their diet. But anyway, it's out there. Also, in the meantime, if you want to take a boater education course, you know, the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries offers a free in-person boater education course that satisfies the education requirements. Of course, the course lasts from 6 to 8 hours and is usually completed in a day. Law enforcement agents and trained volunteer instructors teach the course, which include information on choosing a boat, classification, hulls, motors, legal and equipment requirements, navigation rules, navigation charts, trailering your boat, just to be how many times you see the poor people on the side of the road with their tire or their bearings or whatever.
Last week with the bearings, Tony, I was behind my friend and I noticed his trailer started shaking. His daggone bearing went out down on Lake Dotrieve Road, so we had to pull over and take care of that. So you're right. It's
frustrating.
And it never happens at a good time, Tony.
That's right.
It never happens.
That's right. Anyway, you must score 70 or more to pass the course in addition to disruptive behavior or not. So anyway, they offer these courses year-round. To register, create an account, sign up for the course online, and once you complete the course, you will receive a temporary certificate. You will receive the official proof of completion email at the later date. Also online, you can also take the approved online boater education courses through that, and it's of course, again, they have a fee, and you must receive a score of 70 or more to pass the course. And once you complete it, the website provides you with a temporary certificate, and the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries issue you a proof of completion in 3 to 4 weeks. So good to know, Rick, in that regard. So,
yes, sir.
Elsewhere, finally for the day, today's tides, today Friday, the 26th of April. Boy, I pass like April.
Rolling away.
Going by. Sun rose. Of course, of Vermilion Bay, Southwest Pass at 6:29. It's going to set at 7:42. And the high and low tide chart, we see that the high tide get ready to happen in the next few minutes, 7:48. Low tide will be at 11:47 p.m. Of course, Saturday, the 27th, the sun's going to rise at 6:28. And the sunset will be at 7:43. And the high and low tide chart, we see that the only high tide of the day will be Saturday morning at 8:46. Of course, Sunday the 28th, Sunrise 627, gaining another minute each day. Sunset 743 in the high and low tide chart. The low tide Sunday morning will be at 12:31 a.m. and the high tide will be at 9:56 a.m. Sunday morning. The average water temperature southwest past Vermilion Bay had a little chill, you know, recently.
Yeah.
69 degrees, the average temperature out there, too. And
yes, sir.
With that, Rick. So interesting in that regard, of course, with the full moon. Only have a couple tides each day.
Yep.
With that high and low tide. So with that.
But fishing's fixing to pick up and get in a full swing.
You are correct. Anyway, Rick, of course, we wouldn't be here each Friday if it wasn't for these fine people.
You're right, Tony. We've got to thank Alamo Hydraulics, Doors Heating and Cooling, Home Run Pizza, and Raging Cajun Seasonings and Foods.
And our motto is always,
kids that hunt fish, don't steal and deal.